Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, leading players are reshaping the crypto landscape. Circle and Stripe are unveiling new proprietary blockchains to streamline stablecoin settlements, while Japanese fintech is poised to secure approval for the first regulated yen-denominated stablecoin. At the same time, institutional heavyweights are fueling a buying spree in Bitcoin ETFs and on-chain tokenized assets. Circle and Stripe are forging ahead by launching their own blockchains, Arc and Tempo, to gain greater control over settling digital asset payments and embedding compliance measures. Meanwhile, JPYC is preparing to register with Japan's Financial Services Agency as it eyes approval for a yen-pegged stablecoin, backed by liquid assets such as bank deposits and government bonds. These moves reflect a broader trend aimed at boosting efficiency in the stablecoin market. On the technical front, Bitcoin is experiencing waves of profit-taking that have triggered billions in forced liquidations, with analysts like Lark Davis and Michael van der Pop warning of potential retests in the key support zone. Ethereum is feeling the pressure near its critical level, where a dip could unleash significant liquidations and further volatility. At the same time, altcoin dynamics are shifting fast, with communities actively debating network security for tokens like Dogecoin. Chainlink is showing robust performance following new product launches, such as an on-chain reserve that has spurred increased trading volumes, highlighting its pivotal role in decentralized finance. Solana has also pushed technical boundaries by briefly achieving over 100,000 transactions per second during a stress test, a milestone that underscores its potential for high-frequency applications despite actual user throughput remaining modest. Institutional momentum continues unabated as major financial entities, including Brevan Howard, Goldman Sachs, and Harvard, are significantly increasing their stakes in Bitcoin ETFs. Traditional finance is increasingly participating in on-chain investments, with tokenized assets nearing $300 billion overall. Additionally, mining reports reflect a modest rise in Bitcoin mining profitability, and companies like TerraWolf are benefiting from enhanced financial backing by giants such as Google. European regulators are also fostering innovation, with platforms like Bybit introducing 10 times leveraged spot margin trading for European users. Legal and regulatory measures remain at the forefront as well. A recent conviction of a crypto influencer for a multi-million dollar cryptojacking scheme, along with Du Quan's guilty plea tied to the collapse of the Terra ecosystem, emphasizes a tightening regulatory stance. Meanwhile, Wall Street continues its quiet on-chain foray, contributing to a surge in tokenized assets. This dynamic market moment almost evokes memories of the strategic precision found in classic arcade challenges from the 90s, where every move counted. As Bitcoin consolidates and altcoins garner renewed interest, the convergence of technological innovation and institutional investment sets the stage for a transformative period in the cryptoverse. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.